It's 7 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Doug is on his way to Dallas, or was earlier this morning, maybe checking in a little later this morning.
I like how you asked that with the question, Dallas?
Are we going to Dallas?
We're not exactly sure. For all we know, he's met somebody new. Could be in Hawaii having a nice little weekend going on.
Would he do that to us?
Yes.
Yeah,
in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat, he would.
That's okay.
So Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, and me, Rich McFadden, here with you this morning, hanging out. Also, head on over to DougSteffen.com. Check out today's poll about whether you think Halloween should be moved to the last Saturday in October as opposed to being on the 31st. And there's this crazy story today at DougSteffen.com about Australia, and I can't for the life of me, I was just reading this, figure out why in the world anybody would want to do this. Australia has minted a genuine gold coin with a denomination of $1 million. And it's legal tender.
That's awesome. Could you imagine getting
gold,
that coin?
Is the gold worth $1 million?
No, listen to this. Okay? This coin is 99.99% gold.
Right.
It's legal tender, and it's worth $1 million. The denomination is it's a $1 million coin. Okay?
Right.
It's the only one made. Guess how much the gold used to make the coin is worth?
Oh, I'm afraid
probably not
ask.
That much.
$53.5 million.
Oh, my gosh.
What a bunch of morons.
What?
So they use $53 million.
Is that the one coin, or how many coins are they minting? Is that
one.
All the coins they're minting?
One.
So the gold in the coin is worth $53
million. It's 80 centimeters wide. This coin's huge. It's as tall as the guy standing next to it. 12 centimeters deep. And on my little...
Well, this makes
calculator
no sense.
Thing. Well, here's what I think it is. Apparently, they're releasing a new, smaller gold coin that they don't say what the value of that coin is, what the denomination is. But I think this is a promotional gimmick to try
right.
and advertise the new coin that's coming out.
I get that.
Heck, I'll sell everything I've got, you know, including my children. and get $1 million and buy one
for
of these
a coin.
Things. Get 53 million, get something worth 53
yeah.
million, sell
yeah,
that,
no
and buy
kidding.
The kids back.
Yeah,
you know.
So, I mean, so the promotional, the little gimmick cost them $52.5 million.
Wow.
I got to think they're going to melt this thing down
yeah,
next year.
That seems wrong.
Yeah. All right, so if you'd like to send a stupid story along to all of your friends, it's there for you at DougSteffen.com. Speaking of stupid. And I don't like to use that word. I tell my son, don't use the word stupid. It's not nice. But speaking of stupid.
Smart impaired. Is that better?
That's right. Intellectually impaired.
Mm-hmm.
The Lohans are in the news today.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, goodness.
And
please.
Stupidity runs in this family.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not Lindsay.
I don't even know if it's stupidity or if it's the fact that they are their own worst enemies.
Some people, you ever notice how some people can't make a right decision to save their life?
Right.
It's like they are destined, when they come to a fork in the road, to choose the wrong fork every single time.
Yeah, yeah.
All right,
absolutely.
So we have both the father, who's a major idiot, and Lindsay
in
the news this week, right?
Let's start with Lindsay, because it's an easier story to follow.
Because I got to tell you the truth. Hmm. I just see the news, and I see the name. And I just think, okay, they're stupid again.
I'm almost more encouraged, because I feel sorry for Lindsay in a small way, because she's got these weird parents. But Lindsay is having a very hard time finding acting jobs, because if you know anything about the business, when you become a star of a TV show or a movie, you have to be insured by a company to actually let you perform in the show. And no one will insure Lindsay Lohan.
Wasn't she up for like a... great role.
Yeah, in the Gotti movie.
The Gotti movie, that's right.
Yeah.
And that was the problem. They couldn't get her insured, right?
And she can't. People just don't want to insure her at this point. So she has a really hard time getting roles. And, you know, her parents are probably sucking her dry. I'm just saying that allegedly. I don't know for sure. But I'm sure she probably doesn't have as much money as we think she does. So she has made a deal now to do full frontal in a spread for Playboy. Little Lindsay. So sad. But, you know, it's not even that big of a deal that she's doing Playboy, because I think most of Hollywood have probably already seen her. So.
Right. Most of Hollywood, most of everywhere else. I mean, you know, which guy's in Hollywood? I've heard some disgusting stories about her. It's just, I think you're right. I think.
So that's one story. Now let's go to Daddy Dearest. Daddy Dearest, Michael Lohan. He was on Celebrity Rehab. And you kind of felt sorry for him a little bit on Celebrity Rehab, because he's trying to be a good dad. He's trying to do all this, yada, yada. He was really, really working it. And he comes from a long line, apparently.
Really, really working it in the sense that he was trying to get your emotion, your pity.
Yes, but he was really trying to get sober to try, you know, that was his story.
You think he was honestly trying?
I think he was.
Because I know you watch that garbage. I know you watch that show, yeah.
But he has this girlfriend named Kate Major. And if you watch Celebrity Rehab, I felt so sorry for Dr. Drew, because he was involved in so much drama. Michael Lohan, who has a heart condition.
I feel sorry for Dr. Drew. He's making a ton of money. Almost as bad as Maury Povich.
No, I think Dr. Drew actually wants to help people. I think he's got good intentions.
If he wanted to help people, he'd have an office and a clinic instead
of
a television camera.
He works at the Pasadena Recovery Center.
Exactly.
So there. He's the executive director.
He's got this circus on television where he, you know, puts up all these drunks, and the worse they are, the more PR he gets.
Okay, until you watch the show, I really do believe it. Okay, okay, so we agree to disagree. But I will tell you that on this last season, Michael would sit on the phone for hours and hours and hours, and they would tape him doing this, and he would scream into the phone until the vein in his neck was popping out at his quote-unquote girlfriend, Kate Major. I have no idea, I mean, why these people stay together, but drama attracts drama, I guess. Well, at the end of Celebrity Rehab, they were no longer going to see each other. She was going to go to rehab for alcohol and drugs. He was going to keep doing his 12 steps, blah, blah, blah. Well, I guess they did get back together again, because a couple of days ago, he got arrested for allegedly beating her up. And she's already sold the pictures. They're up on TMZ. She's got all these bruised pictures that she's getting rid of. So he gets out of jail for that. And then the next day, which I think was Tuesday this week, he gets arrested again because he was trying to run away from police by jumping off of his balcony into a tree.
Oh.
Was he Tarzan?
These guys, I'm telling you, so they live in Tampa now, apparently, and he went in front of a judge. The judge gave him a bunch of, you know, served him up a lot of yelling, basically, for the domestic abuse reports. He got out of jail. He was warned. He said, don't even contact her. The judge said, if you even dream about her, you violate my restraining order. But he didn't buy the warning. And he was calling Kate Major and screaming at her, and it's just what they do. And it was just a violation. So the cops found out about it. Kate Major turned him in. They went over to his apartment, tried to get him. He ran, jumped over his balcony, into a palm tree, and complained about a broken foot. Duh. That's what happens when you jump off your balcony trying to run from police into a palm tree. So, needless to say, he is back in jail.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Do you have any friends who are just disasters like this? I mean, nobody's going to be a disaster. These people are professional disasters. But, I mean, have you ever had a friend where you grew up with them and they were just, like, really close, and you just see them just really just making stupid decision after stupid decision, and you try to help them?
And then you just have to back away?
Sometimes. I mean, sometimes you can help, but sometimes,
like,
I mean, I've had one or two where I just have to walk away and just say, you know what?
It always seems like it's relationship or alcohol related. I mean, the relationship thing is people get so addicted to the drama.
Well, that's self-confidence.
Oh,
that's just not having self-confidence to be able to say, you know what, I'm better than this, and walk away from it.
You know, I'm tired enough as it is at the end of every day, but to have to deal with drama in my personal life, oh my gosh, I don't know.
You know,
that's a tough proposition.
I talked to a guy that I went to school with, and this is, I don't know, 6 months ago or something. And, you know, with Facebook, you kind of get connected with everybody that you haven't seen in 20 or 30 years or whatever it is. So I'm just chatting with this guy, and you're sending messages back and forth over the course of the week. So I said, you know, so when's the last time you saw such and such, which is a friend, one of his best friends, who I was friends with, who was just one of these kind of people, always in trouble, always pushing it on the edge, always doing the things that you shouldn't be doing, but was a fun guy. you know, it's a lot of fun to hang around with. But at a certain point, you grew up.
Right.
And he said, I don't need this anymore. And he never did. And at 40-something, is still going around and doing it. So I asked this guy, I said, you know, when's the last time? He says, you know what? I cut him off 20 years ago.
Oh, my God.
When he called me up from jail, woke my wife and my kids up by ringing the phone and needed me to come pick him up.
Ooh.
And I finally told him, you're on your own.
So he left him in jail? That'd
be hard. Hey, listen, after 10 or 15 years of just digging you out and you don't learn your lesson, somebody's got to give up some tough love.
I guess.
You know, once you get, you know, and I've had this happen to a couple friends where they just don't grow up.
Yeah.
And they still keep doing the same stupid things that they did when they were 20.
I mean, there's something to be said for making mistakes, but yeah, when you just keep doing repeat offenders. I was actually talking to someone the other day who got a DUI, and so they're going through these alcohol classes, and
How old are they?
You, 35. He's like, you have no idea how many people are in the repeat offender category in this class and that have multiple. He said, we were in a group of 60 people, and then they split us up into first-timers and repeat offenders. And he said all but five got up and went to the repeat offenders class. And he said people you wouldn't even imagine, like little teeny tiny old ladies, you know, that were going off into the repeat offender category.
That's sad. It's sad.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's 18 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Nobody will ever fix the world, but you can try every day to just make it a little bit better. So that's my little bit of Dudley for you in the morning.
You're so poignant.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, so, whatever. It's 18 past the hour and good day.
So you want to lease this new space for your business. Looks like it's set up for about 50 employees, but right now you only have 19. I'm just curious, what are you going to do with the rest of the space?
Outgrow it.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in her walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles
and do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving, because women move the world.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
So you now have to go to the bathroom.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947 or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Through past the hour, Doug Steffens, good day. No, Doug, Roberta, Rich, and Jen here with you, and this is the number one song this week in 1980.
Oh, wow.
Okay, it's enough of that.
I gathered you liked it, Rich.
Barbara Streisand had the number one song this week in 1980. That shows just how deaf, dumb, and drunk we were that week in 1980.
Oh,
so we'll move
goodness.
Along to bigger
terrible.
And better things.
It's so bad.
Yesterday on The View, Doug always loves to go to his View cuts, so we will not disappoint him. But they had an interesting conversation. Listen to me, I sound like Doug. An interesting conversation yesterday about apparently Orlando Bloom tweeting while he's drunk.
Orlando Jones, a comedian, is taking a lot of
Orlando
heat for
Jones,
a tweet
sorry.
He made that read, "Libyan rebels kill Gaddafi. If American liberals want respect, they better stop listening to Aretha and kill Sarah Palin."
Oh.
And then he ended the tweet with a smiley face.
You
what
know,
do you
friends
think?
Don't let friends tweet drunk. This is so lame. I don't know. Who is he?
Orlando Jones was on. He was actually very
wrong.
Let me
tell you, he's awful, but, you know, just let's balance.
It slipped
when she did that crosshairs thing.
Right,
know?
And you were, you had a lot more anger about it than you did now. This isn't just lame. This is actually inciting danger to somebody.
Let's gauge my anger.
Go ahead.
I'm angry about this. I believe in free speech, but this is not free speech. This is stupid. It's like yelling fire in a theater. It's not really allowed. He's allowed to call her stupid if he wants.
Very dangerous.
But not kill. I'm sorry.
You know, and it's funny, Orlando Jones, he was in the movie Drumline with Nick Cannon, Mariah Carey's husband. He was on Mad TV as a performer and a writer. He had his own talk show. He you know, people know Orlando. But I think he said, you know, I'm an artist. It's free speech. I'm holding a mirror up to society. But I gotta say, I disagree with you, Orlando, because as an artist, you also have a responsibility, and you're influencing. You can't tweet is essentially a death threat and put a smiley face on the end of it like it makes it okay.
I don't know why people keep putting these smiley faces on there. Hitler wrote Mein Kampf, and then there's a smiley face. It doesn't help.
No, it's like, no, a smiley face. It's like, no, I think I'm stalking you, smiley face. It's not okay with the smiley face. But as an artist, it's irresponsible.
If this were said about anybody in office, guaranteed, and thankfully, the FBI and CIA would be all over this right
now.
True. Because Sarah Palin is not in office, I know you're all saying thankfully, but she's not.
So we're going to clap for that she's not in office, or that she was fired.
I need some comedic material. I want her back, okay. Frank.
Yeah.
I want her back.
What is free speech, though? I mean, is free speech saying anything you want, or is it being able to yell
free
fire?
Free speech is the fact that he was not arrested or anything for saying what he said. He can say it. It's not proper or tasteful.
If he were to send that same tweet and replace Sarah Palin
with the
President Obama, he'd be in jail today.
He'd be in jail because it's a terrorist threat. Absolutely.
Right. Mm-hmm. So is it really free speech? It's only free speech when it's about some people.
Right. About some people. Yeah,
so,
that's true. I guess, but could you really...
So does that make the president's life more valuable than Sarah Palin's?
Mm-hmm.
I guess it does.
Circles? Yeah.
I guess it does.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and the other thing is, the little smiley face thing. When you're on Facebook and you write something that's kind of a little bit that could be construed or conceived as mean.
I think it's great, though, because it's a good way to say, you know, I'm just saying this in jest.
Right,
sometimes just kidding. You don't know how your words come across in written form.
Just kidding.
Yeah, just kidding.
Hey,
I
you're stupid.
Say that all the time.
Just
yeah.
kidding. Hey, you're a moron, Lindsay. Just kidding.
Just kidding.
Smiling face.
Just kidding.
But I think it's a soft way to be, you know, just to let people know. Because sometimes you can put a post on.
I do it all the time because always, LOL, it's the same thing. Or you write, ha ha.
Always
just to let you know. Just
I'm laughing.
Yeah, I didn't really mean it.
You're really stupid. Ha ha ha.
Wow. Laughing that you fell down and that you're hurt. Just kidding.
Ha ha.
It's 28 past the hour. Not kidding. Doug Steffens, good day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, under new FCC rules, all Americans will have broadband internet and phone service by 2020. The government will spend $4.5 billion each year to deploy broadband service in underserved areas while phasing out older telephone infrastructure. Building will begin in rural areas by next year. In other news, China is proposing strict measures that would further censor internet and television content. The Chinese government has ordered 34 major stations to play 2 hours of state-approved news each night and air no more than 3 hours of entertainment shows per week. And finally, Hewlett-Packard announced that despite previous decisions, it's going to keep its personal computer division. Yeah, that's great for everyone. Of course, the CFO said that if they did spin the division off, it would have cost them over $1.5 billion. Well, glad they decided to keep it. For Doug Steffens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
AVG links millions of users to protect computers from digital threats. We protect us. To make this point, we built a cage made of millions of toothpicks, put two people inside, then dropped it in a jungle with a 500-pound tiger. How will the tiger react with nothing between it and these strangers but a few inches of toothpicks? See if there is strength in numbers. AVG presents Tiger vs. Toothpicks at WeProtectUs.com.
Can't believe I'm pulling this off after all these years. So glad I got that personal loan from OneMain Financial.
Can I take this blindfold off?
Let me help you.
We're going on a cruise.
No, dear. The honeymoon we never took.
You've made promises. We can help you keep them. We are OneMain Financial, providing personalized loan solutions with flexible payment options. Go to OneMainFinancial.com or call 1-855-321-MAIN. OneMain Financial. Your needs, your goals, your dreams. Offer subject to restrictions and requirements of the licensee. For licensing information, visit our website or call us.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Past the hour, Doug Steffens, good day. I am Rich McFadden. She over
you
there
are?
On the left coast is Jennifer Horn. I am.
Mm-hmm.
And over there on the right coast is Roberta Fasinelli. And I don't know if you guys... I don't know if you guys get to watch much of the cable stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a show that... we're going to talk to the star of in a second here. Yeah, and I kind of don't get it, and I haven't been able to watch it. We're going to talk to Matt Roloff of TLC's reality show, Little People, Big World.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw this come across, you know, we get a lot of guest pitches. You know, we talked to Emilio Estevez and Martin Sheen and just a bunch of people, and you kind of get it, and you go, okay, cool, I see exactly what I'm talking about. And then I got this... And I immediately just kind of stopped and looked. I've never seen the show. I've seen the show advertised. And when I first saw it, I kind of thought they're sensationalizing
mm-hmm.
little people.
Little people, mm-hmm. right.
And everybody kind of, you know, makes jokes and, you know, whatever. And then I said, okay, I'm intrigued. I want to find out more. Because... I saw this guy. I think it was on what's the show where they build a new house for somebody on ABC?
Oh, Extreme Makeover.
Extreme Makeover.
My favorite.
And I'm not sure, but I think it was this guy. And I was impressed with the 60 seconds or so that I saw of him helping this family who had a daughter who had dwarfism into their new house.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought, what it takes to be able to overcome something like that. I mean,
yeah.
You know,
everybody has an obstacle in life, and some people's obstacle is bigger than other people's. And, you know, it's kind of cool when you get these inspirational stories, you know, not letting things stop you, which is a good thing.
So, and we'll ask Matt this, but it started me thinking about what is the difference between sensationalizing. We were just talking about Dr. Drew, and I think he sensationalizes people with addictions.
Uh-huh.
And I think he tries to help them.
And Jennifer thinks he tries to help them.
I really
do.
I think he's sincere in his goal to try to help people.
And I think he might be right. But, you know, whenever you take these people, strut them out, put them on TV, and portray their shortcomings when they're sitting, lying on the floor drunk or whatever it is, you know, you're using that person to make money. So, I don't know, maybe he can justify it in a different way and that, you know, listen, I'm trying to help other people who might be in the same situation, whatever it is. So, I mean, we have so much television now, and mm-hmm. people have to come up with new ideas. Where do they, you know, some people, I guess, do it better. I don't know. I haven't seen the show. But I was very impressed with how he handled his segment on this Extreme Makeover, mm-hmm. that it was cool. But, you know, Do we get to the point where, I mean, on TV, what isn't there? What show haven't we seen yet?
Well, I can't tell you because that's going to be my new project.
Is it? No. You're going to get rich on it?
No, but it's funny because you see what hits. I mean, what I didn't get to today in the TV report, you know, we have the success of Mike and Molly. It's been a hit for CBS.
Right.
About two larger people falling in love. Well, now NBC is going to start a show about four overweight guys who meet at a weight loss clinic.
And they fall in love?
And they fall in love. No, they don't fall in love. But you see these little, you know, you see these little strings. And then you have, you know, we had all the roommate shows, the friend shows. Those were the trend for the while. Now we have the sitcoms. Remember, sitcoms had all but disappeared until Modern Family came out. And now everything is a sitcom. You know, it's so funny.
Yeah.
It's a trend.
All right. So Matt Roloff joins us now from TLC's hit show Little People, Big World. Matt, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. We were just talking about the show, and I have to admit, I've seen, you know, teasers for the show, and I've seen commercials for the show. We watch TLC and stuff a bit. I have not seen the show, and when I first saw the show, I was a little bit, I don't know if I was concerned, but wondering whether it would be sensationalizing Little People. But then, you know, I have to ask you this. I'm not exactly sure. I watched Extreme Makeover for a few minutes a few weeks ago. Was that you?
Yeah, I had a little cameo on there the other day. Yeah.
Okay, it was a little cameo. It's kind of funny. So explain to us what the premise was there, because that's what got my attention with regards to you. I saw how you helped this young girl and how impressed they were with everything that you've been able to accomplish, even the given the obstacles that you have. They helped build a house specially suited for a girl with dwarfism. And I have to say I was very impressed with the way that you spoke to help uplift them and make them think, you know what, no matter what's going on, you can overcome it. And how have you been able to overcome the obstacles, the large obstacles in your life, to get to this point?
Yeah, well, you know, it's just, you're born, you kind of dealt your hand in life, you know, and my hand happened to be dwarfism and being a little person and short and shorter than everybody else. And, you just kind of figure it out and you learn to get by and you decide that you're... You decide either to have a bad attitude about it or to be joyful about it. Mm-hmm. And I've decided to be joyful about it and make the best of my situation, my circumstances, and my experiences in life. And it was great to be able to go and help share that attitude with a young family who was just starting out on their journey of having a daughter that was going to be very different than the rest of the kids in their school. And point out some of the things that we've learned about access and reaching light bulbs. They were redoing their house, and point out things that we've learned over the years about how to make it easier physically for somebody that's short stature.
So when you were a kid, I mean, have you always been joyous and upbeat about your situation, or was there a specific instance that happened that made you kind of overcome whatever?
Well, you know, the word always is, you know, that's an awfully big word, always. But, have I always said, no, probably not always. I'm sure there were periods and times in my life. I can remember a couple specific ones where, I was in tears and quite distraught over the fact that I couldn't play sports or ride bikes with the other kids and had my bad days. But for the most part, I mean, more often than not, I would say I did choose to be upbeat and high-spirited about my life and about my opportunities and the focus on the gifts that I did have and not so much, having pity on the things that I wasn't able to do. So I think it just takes practice, you know. You learn little by little to push the things you don't like out of your life and to focus on the good things. And over time, I think that gets easier and easier to do that. And so there's things that are not related to my dwarfism that come up, you know, from time to time in one's life that you don't care for, that people would prefer these things not happen, say have a loved one die or mm-hmm. have a kid, you know, flunk out of school or something like that. And you can learn how to through practice, I believe, you learn how to just smile and make the best out of that and try to, hurdle those life obstacles that are inevitable, you know, with as much grace and dignity and fun and as you can.
How did the TV show come about for you? Because you started out as a computer programmer, right?
Yeah, I did. You know, when I was a computer programmer, I was actually successful at that and had gotten involved in some startup companies and maneuvered around and found myself in a really good financial position and was able to go build a lot of, buy a big farm. And this is long before the TV show came about, and was able to, build a big, gigantic treehouse on the farm in an old western town. It's some old wood.
Yeah, you have a duplicate of an old western town on your farm. That's kind of cool.
And I heard a pirate ship. How cool are you, and can we come and visit and play?
Well, not too many fathers have built a three-quarter size pirate ship. So it was those activities and those things that we built on the farm for my kids as play structures that caught the attention of the producer. Producers come along and they're looking for people to do reality shows. And I always use the term layers, and there's multiple layers. And so for us, it's not only were we a fairly good-sized family of six, having a big farm that gave them plenty of room for the logistical aspects of production, but also, we had all these crazy structures, and we were little people, and we had, fairly interesting dynamics between the family members, because in my family, my wife and I are little, and then we have four kids, one of which is little. So we have three people that are like normal size or average size, as we like to say, and three people that are little people.
How old are your kids?
My kids? Well, they're 20. The oldest twins are 20 now. One's a little and one's tall.
So you had twins.
They're about 15 when we started the show, so it's been a few years.
So you have twins. One ended up little and the other one then ended up normal.
Yep.
How interesting.
In fact, when those kids were born, I remember my grandmother, this was 20 years ago, calling me on the phone screaming from the grocery store line going, your kids are on the front cover of National Enquirer with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito, and it says the real-life vision of the real-life version of twins. Pictures of my babies right below Arnie and Danny.
So you really do have to have a sense of humor with this. Are your kids pretty well adjusted? I mean, they must have had the coolest childhood growing up with your awesome farm.
Well, I would say my kids, not to brag or anything, are probably some of the most adjusted kids, ever that I've ever met. I mean, they're just extremely well adjusted. I mean, do they have their days? Absolutely. But they're incredibly well adjusted and well, grounded kids. And even with all the cameras, they've managed to, just choose to stay out of the sort of the limelight part of it. They do their job, what they need to do when there's promotional work or whatever, but they don't seek to be in front of the camera like their daddy does, maybe a little more. I kind of keep an eye out for those opportunities and try to capitalize on. But they very much want to live their normal life, have their friends over regularly, and just be really regular. But when it's time to create content, as we say in our life, then they step up and work with the crew to do what they need to do to make that happen. But for the most part, they're incredibly normal, regular kids that are actually very, very well behaved and love the Lord and love their friends and their family and do real well for themselves and real respectful. And it's hard because you've got fans coming up to you all the time when you're just trying to get through the airport to catch your next flight. And you have people. When you want to take a picture and you have to stop and spend a minute or take that picture or that autograph, it's a different life.
Absolutely.
People, I don't think for the most part people understand that, everybody.
You kind of lose your privacy.
Yeah, well, you're definitely going to, that kind of comes with the territory, so that's part of the hard part. All right, you can check it out on Sunday nights at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 Central. It's TLC's Little People, Big World.
And don't forget the book, too. We want to read the autobiography, too.
And then you can read the autobiography. Cool. What's the autobiography called, Matt?
It's called Against Tall Odds, and it's available on my website, matt@mattroloff.com. And I also have a very, very active Facebook fan page, The Real Matt Roloff. I give people every day, give updates about what kind of shenanigans I'm up to that day.
All right, so check him out on
cool.
Facebook
we'll
or MattRoloff.com. We'll connect with you on our Facebook pages. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me on.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you. Have a good day. All right. Dr. Ken coming straight ahead with your health news on Good Day. It's 47 past the hour.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
48 past the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day with Jen, Rich, and Roberta, and Dr. Ken here talking about some blood pressure meds and what time of the day you should be taking your meds.
Rich, about one-fourth of American adults have high blood pressure, and the report out of the Journal of the American Society of Nephrology this week is that taking the blood pressure pills at bedtime may be best. People who take at least one blood pressure-lowering drug at bedtime, Rich, have better control of their blood pressure, and about one-third is likely to suffer a heart-related event such as a heart attack, heart failure, or stroke.
Do they know why it's better at night? Does your body just...
Well, it's probably because there are hormones in the body that secrete unevenly during the day. The adrenals sit on top of the kidneys, and this is the fight-or-flight hormone, the adrenaline. It secretes mostly in the morning. This is why your blood pressure is highest in the morning.
Men and binge eating. We've all been known to do that, especially after I have a few beers.
It's not only for women. This is the International Journal of Eating, Binge Eating Disorder. Rich, this is in which people compulsively and frequently consume large amounts of foods. It's destructive for men as for women. However, men, they're less likely than their female counterparts to seek treatment.
Now, here's one that absolutely fascinates me. Does playing outdoors benefit kids' vision?
Annual meeting of the American Academy of Ophthalmology, a big yes. People... Children who spend more time outdoors, they may be less likely to suffer from nearsightedness. Remember, nearsightedness is when the objects in the distance appear blurry and out of focus. Each additional hour spent outdoors during the week decreased the risk of developing nearsightedness by 2%.
Wow. So at what age do a kid's eyes stop developing, like late teens, right?
Yes, and I think it's because they watch less television when they're outside. My own theory.
Right, yeah, you're just focused on that. Aspirin in the news today also.
Great news. Out of Lancet, long-term daily doses of aspirin led to a fall of some 60% in cases of colorectal cancer among people with an inherited risk of this disease. If colon cancer, GI, the big bowel cancer runs in your family, talk to your doctor about a daily aspirin. Very hopeful, good news.
All right, last but quick, right around the corner from the bowels of the kidneys.
Yes, kidney stones, if you've had them, you're at higher risk of getting type 2 diabetes later in life, so get that blood sugar check, stay out of the bakery, avoid white flour products out of the Journal of Urology this morning.
What's more painful, having a baby or having a kidney stone?
That's a close one.
I don't want to even be close to either one of them, but one of these days. All right, Ken, thank you. Check out tomorrow,
weekend.
Saturday morning on Good Day. It's a Good Day weekend, and it's 51 past the hour on Doug Steffens. Good Day.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient
portable container, a $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't decline. Declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better. Debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Past the hour, Doug Steffens, good day. Doug is on an aeroplane or just getting off of one or something like that. I don't know. So it's Chucker time where we talk about the movies, and we've been covering the movies from the Halloween season for the past week. And this one brings up Danny Elfman, who is singing Remains of the Day from the movie The Corpse Bride from Halloween 2005. Chucker, I do not remember The Corpse Bride. Help me out.
That was an animated film. I believe Johnny Depp was one of the voices of the main character.
You're right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was a cute movie.
Was it fun?
Produced it.
Yeah. No, I didn't see it.
It's like Nightmare Before Christmas, just a little
bit. Yeah, similar. I believe the same director, Andy Selleck, his name was.
Okay.
Right. Tim Burton produced it, though.
All right. So, Chucker, in your mind, the best all-time Halloween movie. What is it?
Well, the best horror film of all time, in my opinion, is The Exorcist for many reasons, but I have a soft spot in my heart for George Romero's 78, Dawn of the Dead,
Night of the Living Dead.
Yeah.
Night of the Living Dead.
All right, let's do our contest. I'm going to take Ghost Story with Fred Astaire and the Wheats and Nuts guy. You ever see that movie, Chucker, Ghost Story?
No.
Who's the Wheats and Nuts?
Ghost Story, yeah, sure, I have.
Great, great, scary, scary flick. Great movie. All right, so speaking of scary flicks, I think we're going to have one today. Yep, we're going to have a scary flick here today in our contest. So we're going to play three cuts from this movie. You're going to pick up the phone and call us. Once you identify the movie, you say, hey, I saw that, and call 1-800-510-8255. I get to play along with you and Chucker, so I will not get the call because I don't win the prize. And Jennifer, Roberta, you can't either. Roberta, you never know it anyway, so it doesn't matter.
No.
All right, here you go. Clue number one.
Back off, man. I'm a scientist.
Ooh. I think I know this. 1984.
Already?
Halloween of 1984. I think I know this. Here's clue number two.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes, the dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Oh, I know which one it is. I know it. Come on.
Bam. Here go the phones. 1-800-510-8255. Here's the last clue. If that wasn't a gimme enough, just for fun.
Do you believe in UFOs, astral projections, mental telepathy, ESP, clairvoyance, spirit photography, telekinetic movement, full trance mediums, the Loch Ness Monster, and the theory of Atlantis?
Love her voice.
I pretty much.
Yes.
You know, my question, what happened to her? I haven't seen her in 20 years.
No.
Yeah.
I don't even remember her name. Do you?
You want me to tell you?
Yeah, go ahead. You can say it.
Annie Potts.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Whoa.
She was a designing woman.
Good, Chuck.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, no, I have no idea. All right, so
what you know what they say about a career as an actor? Embrace it while you got it, because it doesn't last a long time.
That's absolutely
right.
True.
Right, so who's getting their 15 minutes of fame this weekend, Chuck?
We're opening this. Well, let me get some movie news first.
Okay.
20th Century Fox is reporting that they're very serious about moving forward with their Independence Day franchise, planning to film two back-to-back sequels sometime in the next year and a half. Producer and director Roland Emmerich will deliver a script this December. Now, whether Will Smith returns or not, they're still going to do it. I'd say they have to get at least one remaining original cast member, whether it's Will Smith, Jeff Goldblum, or Bill Pullman, to connect the original film, which is was produced in 1997. So that's a long time for a sequel, but I still think it's a viable franchise, and it would draw a mass audience. What do you think?
Absolutely, I think it would.
One other bit of TV news, the basic cable network FX buying the rights to Charlie Sheen's new sitcom, Anger Management. He's going to play the Jack Nicholson role in the Jack Nicholson Adam Sandler movie. They're going to go ahead with 9 episodes, and if it's a hit, they've given a go-ahead to produce, I believe, 90 more.
Really?
You know, if you watch Two and a Half Men with Ashton Kutcher, it's just not the same show, in my opinion.
Well, I think Ashton Kutcher only plays this dumb child type person. I don't understand why they went that way. Why do they have to have him play an idiot?
Yeah, it's not a character you could really build off of. Opening in theaters this weekend, the Shrek spin-off film Puss in Boots with the voice of Antonio Banderas. That's expected to open in the $35 to $40 million range. The Rum Diary with Johnny Depp, mostly appealing to the art house crowd.
That looks interesting.
The sci-fi actioner In Time with Justin Timberlake and Amanda Seyfried, her of Mamma Mia.
All right, let's go to Minnesota. Colleen, what was that movie?
Ghostbusters.
Absolutely Ghostbusters. And Chucker, in 5 seconds, is there going to be a Ghostbusters 3?
I say 50-50 to that question.
All right. Bill Murray holding it up. All right. Introduce.